We're all three broadcasting from our homes today because yesterday I tested positive for the vid, and Giorgio's been feeling under the weather as well. And so that's company policy. We are at home today. And because we are battling the vid, we thought we would welcome to the program our old friend that we met at the Muser's Bunker many years ago, the Medieval Bully. Good morning, Medieval Bully.
Where's me door open, Saturday? Yeah.
There it is.
Oi! Oi! I just been traveling hard across the moors on me bag of bones horse, burning everything in sight and spreading me own brand of terror. Listen to you on the Sports Day app, I am.
Oh, well, thanks for listening.
Well, good.
Now I'm looking for a flagon of mead to knock the edge off my foul spirits, eh? Oi, witch! Witch, bring me an ale! Or a stein of Adelaide light lager.
Oh, Troy will appreciate that.
We could circle that up for you.
Brewed by HOF of Troy Aikens, eh?
Aikman.
Well, looky here, Guinevere. Looks like we've run into a few of them fancy lads from the settlements who ain't calloused their hands their entire lives. Look at you two.
I've had calluses before.
I got half a mind to take me dagger and ride it across ye throats to cut down on the amount of hot air expelled around here.
And you're so violent.
Hey, you petty waste. Aren't worth the effort I'd have to make to wipe the blood off me blade.
Oh, jeez.
Ought to just tie your legs to the transom of this here tavern and tie your ankles to me saddle horn and whip me horse to take off running.
That'd be a funny prank,
a tavern,
I guess,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny, Guinevere, to see their guts explode all over the wagon way?
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Who are you talking to? Who's Guinevere?
It's me partner, Guinevere. Say hi, Guinevere.
Hi.
There she is, right there.
I'm in a few words there. Yeah.
I love it. I could probably finish watching your guts erupt like a fire hydrant.
What?
Keep me happy into the morrow, couldn't it? I hear one of you lot has a bit of ye old COVID.
Yeah.
Yes, I tested positive.
Oi!
What?
Looks like you'll probably be looking for a spot of Remdesivir, eh?
Still pushing that product.
But it just so happens that Guinevere and I lifted a spot of Remdesivir from a family of sodbusters who are trying to get their wagon out of a rut by the Thames.
Okay, I guess I'll take it.
We left them dead after Gwynny used a Glock on them.
Whoa, what?
So which one of you lot wants to buy this spot of Remdesivir from me for a shilling? Mm. Oi, you, the Epstein-looking one, pony up the shit.
Yeah, I don't have a shilling.
I right agree with old Joey Maguire that the Red Raiders be a team to be reckoned with in this year's new look, Big 12.
Okay,
yeah, they should be.
Okay.
I'm a fan of any Raider, be they red or otherwise. I've done me fair share of raiding and pillaging.
Yes.
I've pillaged every village around here, stolen their provisions, and taken their wives as me own.
Oh, yuck.
Them wives didn't do much complaining about it, I tell you. In fact, the women says I've done more for them than their Hitachi magic wands and ye old bullet vibes combined.
What does Guinevere think of that?
Gwenny likes to watch at gunpoint.
Oh, my gosh. Man, you are messed up.
Yeah, you say that to me face next time. How about it?
Okay.
Oh, wait, you did. Hey, I tell you what. I got a high out of this joint, so I can sally forth to Frisco to get in position for the CD Lamb press conference, hopefully.
What?
I'm glad old Jerry ponied up the farthings and rose nobles to pay CD what he's worth.
Yeah, right, about time. Huh?
Let's make like a tree and blow this taco stand.
Okay, there he goes. Ah. The medieval bully.
Such a wild ride.